Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is a warm day across Israel, with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa also enjoys clear weather, making it ideal for outdoor activities. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, creating a pleasant evening atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports Hamas sent children to fly kites into Israel earlier today, reviving fears along the Gaza border. The IDF describes these kite launches as psychological harassment. Also, Maariv informs us that Israel has struck again in Syria earlier today. Meanwhile, turmoil continues at Ben Gurion Airport. Turkey is promoting an international arrest warrant against Netanyahu. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist involved in rebuilding Gaza's tunnel network earlier today. The terrorist also participated in the October 7th massacre. Separately, according to Forward, the UK has threatened sanctions after Israel opened bids for E1 settler homes. This comes from earlier today. And finally, in earlier reporting from CBS News, Israel has filed a lawsuit against Pinchas Aidan following the ongoing strike at Ben Gurion Airport. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that Paramount has responded to Mark Ruffalo's statements about the Paramount-Warner Bros. Merger and Israel. Paramount emphasized that inflammatory language doesn't help and that they don't tolerate prejudice. Eyal Yacobi posted just minutes ago denying claims that Donald's supported BLM, calling out desperation in those spreading the misinformation. Open Source Intel reported just minutes ago that Iranian regime-linked hackers shut down a British power plant for 4 days last month. This marks the first successful Iranian-linked attack on a UK power facility. Let's go deeper. Starting with the report from Ynet, the IDF has raised concerns over kites flown from Gaza into Israeli territories. These kites, without explosives, carried messages in Arabic. According to the IDF, this tactic aims to instill fear among border communities. Such actions highlight the ongoing tensions between Israel and Gaza, impacting civilians living near the borders. Turning to the strike in Syria, Maariv notes that this military action comes amidst broader regional tensions. The ongoing turmoil at Ben Gurion Airport adds pressure on Israeli officials, while Turkey's actions against Netanyahu further complicate diplomatic relations. These developments could affect Israel's international standing and its domestic affairs. Meanwhile, JNS reports the IDF's recent operation in Gaza. The targeted Hamas terrorist was involved in rebuilding tunnels and had participated in past attacks. This strike underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to curb militant activities in Gaza. It reflects the persistent security challenges facing the region. In another major development, Forward highlights the UK's warning of potential sanctions over Israel's settlement expansion. This move by the UK comes as Israel's lands authority proceeds with settlement plans. The international community's response to these developments could influence future diplomatic engagements. Finally, Israel's legal actions against Pinchas Aidan, as reported by CBS News, indicate the government's stance on labor disputes. The situation at Ben Gurion Airport affects both domestic and international travel, emphasizing the broader economic implications. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that a giant plan to expand Beit Shemesh is facing opposition. This expansion would extend into sensitive green areas, raising environmental concerns. Separately, Katech highlights that the Israel-US strikes on Iran have put Polymarket's military betting in focus. The research reveals potential insider information questioning the integrity of these markets. And finally, while a business reports a setback for Smotrich as the High Court enforces a split of coalition funds, this decision impacts urgent salary and operational needs within the state. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.